Ash,
Taryn,
everyone, I would like us to all do a drum roll.
Do a drum roll.
Thank you. Today is our
same time. Ready?
100th episode.
That was terrible.
How does our song?
We are still here.
5, 6, 7, 8. We should write words to it.
Yeah, we should.
Anyways,
happy 100th episode to all of you guys, to you, Taryn, to me,
Ash.
We've come a long way. I can't believe we are at 100 episodes already.
It's nuts.
It feels like yesterday we just had our 1 year anniversary and I was like, well, we were only like 50 episodes in.
I know.
And here we are. 100. We're professionals. We've been here. We've been around the block a few times.
We've been around the block. We bought the farm, everyone.
Bet the farm.
Shut up. By the way, I had our family friend Shelly text me and was like, "No, that's a it's a phrase."
Is it Shelly?
Maybe older folks. I am an old soul.
You are.
I'm also like a child too. So what are we talking about? Anyways, 100 episodes. Mark was so sweet. He emailed us and to say congratulations and then was like, I wish we were in the studio. Like we would have like just tore up, had fun. But no, we are sitting at 9:39 PM in Ashley's bed doing our thing. So
it's either like first thing in the morning or it's super late at night. There is no in between with us.
And y'all know what happens at night episodes.
Things get weird.
So today's going to be kind of fun. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This might be a great episode to start on or not. So we'll let you be the judge of that.
Cool.
Basically, our podcast is made up of freaking all our listeners. You guys write in stories and situations and we read them and tell you what to do with your lives. And also, you know, Give great advice.
Great advice.
Absolutely. Great advice.
The best advice.
But today we are going to read a story, but also we thought it would be kind of fun to just kind of like recap and like talk about like where we've come from, where we are now, what we enjoy about podcasting. So those of you who have been listening for a while, this will be like super fun. But those of you
new,
who are
new, this
is a
great introduction.
But you'll get to know us and our journey. So it's a little bit different, but also going to be a great time. Great time to be alive.
Your phone?
Yes.
Respect the pod, Taryn. Silence your phone.
Sorry about that.
It's just as serious as like in the movies.
You know what? Shush you.
Please silence all cell phones.
We are going to start with a Taryn it up. I'm going to read it.
Taryn's going to read the Taryn it up.
Just to mix it up.
Wait, I love that.
I know.
Guys, if you don't know what our Taryn it up segment is, this is the segment in the podcast where you guys send specifically very funny, awkward, embarrassing stories for us to get a good laugh out of. So here we go, Taryn.
This is a great one. I feel like this is kind of similar to one we've written in, but I thought it was funny. So, okay. Hi, ladies. My name is Violet. And feel free to say my name if you're sharing this on the podcast.
Hi, Violet.
She said, I would extreme fangirl if you did. Well,
Violet.
Initiate fangirling.
What up?
Let's get into it. So I have a crush like most girls do, and I'm the most awkward girl ever when it comes to just being around boys. So we were at school getting ready for our production of Heathers. I got Heather Chandler. Yay. Is that a play, Heathers? I don't know if I know about that
I don't know about it either.
But I feel like we love musicals
and
plays.
I don't think I'm as cultured as Violet.
Yeah, same. We were at our first rehearsal, and if you don't know what that entails, it pretty much means just setting up our scripts, group chats, costume sizing, everything else you need to put on a musical.
Yeah, makes sense.
So my crush came over to me and asked me for my number. I was jubilant yet nervous and confused. Just a roller coaster of emotions.
It's a great word. I'm going to say that.
I feel like I want to bring that back.
I'm going to say it.
I'm just jubilant. So I gave it to him and I said, maybe we can FaceTime later if you want, but make sure to text me before. Ooh. He just looked at me for a solid minute, or what felt like a minute. Then he said, I'm collecting phone numbers for the director. He wants easy ways to contact us.
Mood.
I just said,
she was so faulty. I know. Said, be sure to text me first.
Which, like, that's kind of like bold. Like, you know, like I have so many people that might reach out to me. So, yeah. Like, make sure you text me. I just said, and then she puts in parentheses, oh my gosh, this is the worst part. We can still FaceTime if you want. And I literally winked. I don't know what came over me. I winked.
That Who is winks? The most Taryn. Yeah. You would do that.
Or finger
no,
gun.
No, Taryn. I was going to say, damn it. I was going to say Taryn would finger gun for sure.
I finger gun an odd amount. And yeah. It's my, like, I'm nervous.
Especially when it's extremely awkward and yes. You don't know what to do. Yes. Expect a finger gun.
Finger guns. Then he just walked away. So that's great. I did not talk to him since, but I still stalk him on social medias like the crazy girl I am. I attached a pic of him too, so you can see how adorable he is. Thank you for reading this chaotic story. I love you guys. Stay safe.
He's cute. He has great hair. He has great hair.
I'd have a crush on him for sure.
With the Bass Pro Shop t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
You know, just send him this episode and maybe it'll give you brownie points.
Hey, yeah.
If you're listening to this, mystery man, give her a chance. just give her a chance.
Give her a FaceTime. That wasn't even that funny, but we're like dying.
That was hilarious. great. That was great.
That was hilarious. Damn it. I don't know where. His hair. He has great hair.
He has great
and
hair.
Great taste in t-shirts. Yeah. He was wearing a Bass Pro Shop t-shirt. I think that makes him cool.
Yeah, that's cool. You got to control. Okay. I wrote down some questions that I feel like we should like go over.
Okay.
First of all, how did you think this podcast would go? Is it different and in what way?
Oh,
girl, yes. I got some good ones.
I mean, when I first, approached Taryn about starting a podcast, in my head, this was going to be very comical. Like, I thought we were going to come in with like funny stories, awkward moments. We'd be like, oh, this is what I would do if I was in that sketchy, or not sketchy. I don't know where sketchy or came sketchy. From. It's 9:30.
It could be sketchy.
Actually, it's almost 10. I'm acting weird.
Sketchy's nice.
Any kind of like weird situation. That's what I thought we were going to deal with. And we kind of did at the top of the podcast, but very quickly, the topic started getting very serious. Mm-hmm. And that was not the plan.
Yeah.
I wasn't fully prepared for it, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes.
So like, yeah. I'm very happy with how it's turned out, but was this the plan from the very beginning? No.
Yeah. I fully agree.
Yeah. Like this has turned 1,000%. Into a very like vulnerable, open, safe place for a lot of people. And I'm saying that very confidently because I read your guys' messages all the time and that's what you guys tell us. And I absolutely love that. But no, this was not my intention originally with the podcast was going to be more like fun and goofy.
Yeah.
Even though we still make sure to add those elements because those are important to us.
If you listen back to our first like few episodes, you definitely will see that reflected. Yeah. Like very just like funny, embarrassing moments, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So one thing I will say too is I always thought it was really weird when podcasters would talk about like their podcast fam and like how they love their fans and they feel like they know them. And I was always like, okay, yeah, right. Like,
okay, sure.
You don't see me driving
in my car.
You're
just trying to make me feel important.
Yes. But I will say like, I 100% feel that. And I think especially because of the subject matter of our podcast, because it is so driven by like the people who write in, like I feel so connected to them. And that's why I can't wait for the world to open back up and like us to finally like, meet some of you is going to be so fun, but it's a just, dream. It's been amazing. Okay. Next question. What is an episode that stuck out to you or like a moment from recording podcast that you can remember?
This is hard. I mean, I'm just going to go with my first instinct. The October series stories, I think about those all the time. Specifically, the cornfield in Iowa one, I think about it constantly. Like I think about it
that's so true.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the like the two different eyes that he had. And I can't, it's so stupid how often I think about that story.
Yeah, that story
that I'm actually like embarrassed to express how many times I think about that yeah. story. Cause I just can't get over
yeah.
the end result, which if you haven't listened to the cornfield in Iowa story, you should, because it's really, yes. really good. Those ones specifically, I think stuck out to me a lot. And then I personally, if we're going to take October series out of it, there was an episode where a male shared his insecurities about
yes.
how he perceived his body.
I love that episode.
And I have never heard something so profound, but also like beautiful and vulnerable and also just like new thinking for me. Like it challenged the way I thought too,
yeah.
all in one beautiful letter.
Yeah.
And I feel like if there was some kind of stereotype in my head, I feel like he shattered that.
Yeah.
Like completely shattered it and just brought it back to a normal level of like, hey, what you experience, yeah, like we experience agree. Too. And I think I needed to hear that.
Yeah. I think for me, like I can't like pinpoint specific ones, but I think honestly, just the vulnerability that I started to see come from people uh-huh. was like really moving to me. And I even remember like the first time I like cried on an episode, and it's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like it really has, I've always loved people, but when I read stories and I hear not only like, do we get to speak into those people? But then when I read through emails that are like, I didn't write in a story, but you guys gave advice to this girl and it helped me in yes. my situation, or it helped me to give advice to a friend. Like when I see the effects of our podcast, that's so far out, just our episodes.
Yeah.
That is what like gets me super overwhelmed, because all I've wanted to do in life is just to be a positive impact and like, hopefully leave the world better than I found it. Mm-hmm. And so like when I see like, not trying to be like, oh, we're doing so much, but when I see the power of just us sharing people's stories that are brave enough to write in and how that then has this huge like ripple effect, it's so cool.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. I feel like that was like the goal for us
yeah.
in the beginning, was to be like a really cool place where people can connect yeah. and have community, which is so crazy how important that became
yes.
this past
especially
year.
Especially pandemic. Yeah. yeah.
Like that was something we wanted from the very beginning. And then now full circle, I can't even begin to explain how much this podcast helped me through all of COVID
yeah.
and all Same. Of the stay at home order. And I've read so many of your guys's messages expressing the same feelings that I have on this side of the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, super pumped for the community that came out of it.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, so we both get to answer this about the other person.
Ooh,
okay,
this is fun.
So first we're gonna start with our individual strengths.
Oh,
do you want to go first, or do you need a minute?
I think I need a minute.
Okay. I think one of your strengths is that you are very good at giving advice, like seeing all sides. So I think sometimes like you're able to see a situation and give a perspective based on maybe what like the other people in the story are feeling,
yeah,
which is very much like your nine-ness.
Yeah.
So I think that that's very cool. And you're not a, like, I tend to like just spitfire what I say. Whereas like, you're very like collected about when you like give your advice. Mm-hmm. And I think like, I watch you do that. And I know how like targeted and like how much is behind your words. Mm. And I think that's really cool watching that. And it's why like people should listen to what you have to say, because you are very intentional with the things that you say. Uh-huh. And I love that.
You guys don't even see it unless you, well, we probably cut it out. You guys don't even see how much time. Usually I'll sit here and be like, not looking at Taryn, not looking at my computer, mm-hmm. just looking down, trying to figure out exactly what I want to say.
And, but I love that. Like, you don't just talk processing. To talk.
Yeah.
You have to like be genuine in what you say and make sure that you're really thinking about like saying it in the right way. Yeah. And I think that's definitely a strength that you have.
Yeah. I think Taryn has two strengths, and in no particular order am I going to go about these strengths. But the first one is, I think that you make people feel very safe. And I think even the audience can tell, and the list, the writers, like the people that are writing in, can tell, because they too have experienced Mama Bear Taryn. And there is such a cool thing to that. Like, I've experienced Mama Bear Taryn in like real life, mm-hmm. when I'm being dumb, you know, and when the world comes at you and Taryn says, nah, you can't touch her. You know, mm-hmm. like Taryn has this Mama Bear side that I have witnessed in real life that now so many people have been able to witness and experience through the podcast, because they're being vulnerable, sharing situations, sharing people that have done them wrong. And they can feel how angry you are and how much you want to like step in the way of the person and just like, I mean, kill them.
She ain't lying.
Taryn, that's Mama Bear Taryn. And I think it's so cool that like so many people have experienced that side of you that only like a few people in real life have experienced. And thanks, then the Ash. Other thing Taryn's really good at is, I think any story that comes our way, any situation, whether it's like funny or like extremely serious, Taryn's really good at finding like the core reason why you're feeling a certain type of way. I'll be like, listen, you need to do this. Be careful when you say this to someone else, because they might take it this way. I'm kind of circling around and touching all the bases. And she's like, yeah, but when you said this about yourself, I feel like that's really saying a lot. And I think you need to handle some of those things first, like take care of yourself first. So yeah, I think she's really good at stuff like that too.
Thanks, Ash. But I love that all of those are different. I think that's what makes us like a good duo.
Well, that's why we're a dynamic duo. Right?
Okay, so that brings to the next one. What is something about that the other does, like specifically in podcasting realm, that annoys you, or like you are like, oh, dear Lord, when it happens? I have mine.
I'm trying to. Okay.
In specifically podcasts, let's not get into like our living situation, our friendship.
Let's not bring personal into this. Okay.
Remember, we still have to live together after this. So yeah. Do you want to go?
Yes.
Wow. She had that one way quicker than my strengths.
I had to.
She said, I'm ready. Okay.
Oh, hit me with it.
Hit me.
So I feel like, and I, you know what, maybe you guys could verify this.
Oh God.
Oh, come, I'm scared. Come at me on Instagram. Let me know if I'm right. I feel like sometimes, and this is not in a bad way. This is coming from your heart and because you're so passionate about what you do, but sometimes you'll talk for a really long time and I can't, there's no window for me to interject anything. And then when you're done, I'm like, well, that was everything I had thought of. Like, if she could have taken just one breath, I would have been able to throw something in there.
So I take that. I fully take that.
I feel like there's been a couple times where I've been like, oh, okay, I got it. And then you'll say it and I'll be like, that's cool. I'll move to the next one. No problem. And then you'll cover it.
There's
and
my
then
C.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to go down to C. Here we are at D. Yeah. And then my microphone will just slowly drop.
Yeah,
she's just down done. In my lap, because I'm like,
she's just done. I'm so sorry.
All my talking points, but it comes out of a beautiful place where you are genuinely so fired up. Yes. Mama Bear Taryn is out, and you are passionate about this person. It's not a bad thing. It's just I need to be like tapped out.
You
my
know
turn,
what too? You know what too? Because I'm a ping ponger. Like, even if you say all the points I was thinking, yeah. something you say will trigger something. Yeah. But like what I said, your strength is you're so like tuned in to what you're yeah. going to say that if I say the things you plan, you're not thinking like, oh, okay, well, what did she say? Let me say something off that. You're like, yeah. That was my point. Like, that was my list in my head.
That was my PowerPoint. Yeah. And now I have to make another PowerPoint.
Please interrupt me, Ash.
No. I could never. Not when you're on a roll.
Okay. I'm ready. Are you ready for yours?
Yes.
So Ashley will randomly, in the middle of an episode, just check out. She'll be there. She'll be there mentally. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, like, we'll be talking and I'll look over and she's staring off into space. Oof, or she gets kind of like quiet. And then I'm such a like, I feed off of her. So then I'll usually stop and be like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. And then I'll just be like, something's happening. But now I know I probably just stole all her points.
It could be that. But then I'm not lying. This is not an exaggeration when I say almost every guy I've dated has told me that
you
same
like
thing
go off.
Where I like check out and I just, yeah. it's a daydreaming problem mm-hmm. that I have. I've had it since I was a kid and I will zone out and I'll forget that I'm podcasting yeah. and I'll just be thinking about something completely different.
But I mean, if you think about it, like all watching TV, listening to podcasts, doing anything. I do that too, where I'm all yeah. of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I got to rewind because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. Like yeah. I'm telling a story yeah. or talking forever,
I'll
apparently.
I'll be super interested. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, wait, what? What did she say? This is why I couldn't graduate. It took me so long.
You did it though, girl. You got that diploma.
She gaggiated.
Okay. Just a couple more and then we can end with your story.
Sure, I'm living for this. This is okay. fun.
What has this process of like doing the podcast taught you about yourself?
Ooh, I feel like if you knew me or know me in real life, you'll know I am an extremely private person. I don't tell people things that aren't in my immediate circle.
Mm-hmm.
And even the people in my immediate circle, I have to like process how I feel first before I tell them. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at just being open and vulnerable, period.
Yes.
In a discussion. I feel like you guys as an audience have taught me so much about how to be vulnerable, what that looks like, that it doesn't need to be polished and perfect. Like you presenting situations that you've been through, feelings that you're feeling. Not a lot of the times you guys are like, hey, like, even if you don't read this, like, it felt so good to get this out and just write this out for myself. And I'm like, you know what? I need to start being more open and vulnerable like that and just doing it for me and not thinking about what the other person might think of yeah. me in that vulnerable state.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Growth.
That's huge.
Thanks. It's a big deal for me.
I'm proud of you.
For an emotionless nine.
An emotionless nine. You heard it from her, folks. I think that this has taught me how powerful it is to talk about the things that scare us the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, I mentioned it before, but just hearing people talking about these things. And then a lot of times, like when we get answers back from people who are like, oh my gosh, you listened to my episode, and how they feel, just us two random freaking girls sitting in a bed,
yeah,
recording on a microphone, talking about your problems, even though we've never met you. Like just us validating you and like talking through makes you feel supported and less yeah. alone.
Uh-huh.
Like imagine if we did that for the people in our own lives.
Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts to me.
Isn't that crazy?
And I think it's just taught me how powerful connection is, mm-hmm. even in a form of strangers talking to each other and yeah. supporting each other.
Yeah.
So it's really made me passionate about
people
wanting to like have that movement of mm-hmm. just like people being positive and understanding and accepting of each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's what I've learned.
Yeah. Oh, I yeah. love that.
Last one. What are we looking forward to in the future of UA?
Well, first of all, we are looking forward to more of your guys' stories,
mm-hmm.
even better ones, even crazier ones, even sure. scarier ones.
Oh,
all the stories. We want them all. I think just growth.
Yeah.
I think Taryn and I had a lot of plans for 2020 that obviously got canceled.
So many plans.
So I think something I want to focus on in the, you know, near future, assuming that the world opens up and yes. is a better place, you know, hopefully soon.
Yes.
I just want to meet you guys. Like, I just want to like somehow be able to like schedule some kind of something where we can like actually interact and talk mm-hmm. even more and discuss more topics and get down on all your guys' stories.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice to not record on my bed in my bedroom.
Yep.
That's something I want to start working on. And yeah, I don't see this ending anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited for growth for us.
Yeah. I would agree. I just feel like this could be something like that helps so many people. And I feel like excited to spread it for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it'd be cool if we got like huge and like made a ton of money. Like obviously everyone wants to do that, duh. But you even guys more pay for importantly,
bruh, let's do it.
My college loans. But even more importantly, is that correct grammar? More importantly than that?
Mm-hmm.
More important than that. I don't know. I see the positivity that comes from this. Mm-hmm. And I just think it'd be so cool if that positivity can continue to spread in whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
So me and Ash were like ready to get out there and to like hustle and to like really put our all into like growing our podcast and spreading that positive message. So, I mean, we're still working on that in our own ways, but yes. I think what you can see from UA is the same. As in like us just being genuine and loving your guys' stories. But I think also we can do that on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And that's it. So if you guys
love it.
Have been with us from the beginning, we like love you. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining, we're so excited and we love you too. So, we are just excited to share this experience with all of you. And we literally couldn't do this without you guys. So
nope, not at all.
So yeah, let's go ahead. Do you want to wrap us up with a story and then we'll
yes
end it out?
I would love to.
Cool.
Guys, I'm very excited because the story I picked for our 100th episode is a funny
ooh.
One.
Ooh.
And it's a real good one. So let's go ahead and get into it. This one is titled, I Ruined a Millionaire's Carpet.
I've never been on a millionaire's carpet.
I wonder what that
goal for 2021. I'm just going to walk on a millionaire's carpet.
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Hello, Taryn and Ash.
Mm.
Everyone loves calling me Ash lately and okay. I'm into it. Love, 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 love you guys and the podcast. You literally bring sunshine into my life. So thank you for aww. That. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
I mean, millionaire's carpet's involved. I get it.
I get it, girl.
This story involves a boy. So for privacy's sake, let's call him Thomas. Thomas and I had met on a dating app. Thomas lived in a different state, but was staying with his aunt and uncle in Florida for several months. They lived 2 hours south of where I lived at the time. After a few weeks of talking, he finally asked me if I wanted to go out on a date with him.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. We met up and went to the beach and then out to eat. And then he asked if I wanted to go back to his aunt and uncle's house to hang in the hot tub.
Uh-oh.
All caps. My heart leaped. he must really like me, I thought. So of course I said yes. What he didn't mention is that his aunt and uncle are all caps loaded. Like a huge mansion on the water, Lamborghini in the driveway, 3 boats docked in the backyard, loaded. We had a great time that night.
Oh my God.
It sounds great. It
sounds wonderful.
We need to make new friends.
We need to get out more.
Sign me the up for
stuff,
that.
The stuff that gets us both is always so stupid.
Dumb.
Anyways.
Okay. that got me. The following weekend, my church was having an event near where Thomas's uncle and aunt lived, so I asked him if he wanted to go with me. He responded with, she puts in quotes, I was actually going to ask you to go to a Miami Heat game with me, but it's the night before your church event.
Literally my dream.
Yeah.
Someone taking me to pro athlete events.
So he adds, so why don't you stay the night after the game and we'll both go? I was shocked. He was inviting me to stay in his uncle's 8-bedroom, 10-bathroom mansion on the water in Miami. I knew this stuff only happened in Hallmark movies. But anyways, I drove the 2 hours down to Miami. His aunt was so sweet and showed me my massive bedroom for the night. We stayed in separate rooms and I locked my door at night, of course, LOL.
That's great.
My girl.
Girl, we love you. That's what I'm talking about. Use those minds.
Safety first. Right? Let's think about this all the way through.
Serial killers are cute too sometimes.
Sometimes they're millionaires. Anyways. The advice coming at you right now is like it's next level. We went to the basketball game, which was such a blast. We then stayed up super late that night talking, goofing off, and eating tons of junk food. It was so amazing. Everything in this house was immaculate, like literally immaculate. I was afraid to touch anything. The floor throughout the house was a gorgeous marble, except in the bedrooms. The bedrooms were a plush, perfect white carpet.
Oh, no.
First of all.
What did white she do carpet? To the
carpet? White what did carpet? She do?
Like, I can't even explain to you guys how pristine these carpets were. Oh, just imagine a bride's wedding dress, but in carpet form.
Oof.
That is white.
Ashley's dream.
Yeah. The next morning, we took our breakfast out onto the balcony of his room to eat. We ate and laughed. He then asked if I wanted to lay in his bed and watch Coco because I hadn't seen it, and he insisted that we watch it together.
I love Coco.
So we made our way to his bed and laid down. I absolutely agree with him. You haven't seen Coco?
I'm glad.
Drop everything and watch Coco. It's incredible. Thomas paused the movie about halfway through and said he needed to pee. When he stood up, however, a look of horror came onto his face. He pointed his finger at the floor and said, "What's that?" I look down and see black footprints tracking across the room of the gorgeous white carpet leading from the balcony to my side of the bed. I hadn't realized that the balcony was a bit dirty and I stupidly went out there barefoot, unlike Thomas, who was smart and had worn his slides out and then left them at the door when he came back inside. I was mortified.
Oh no.
Thomas quickly ran downstairs and returned with a rag and carpet cleaner and began frantically scrubbing the footprints in the carpet.
Oh, what a guy.
He seems really sweet. I was literally on the verge of tears at this point. I asked him if I could help, and him being the nice guy that he was kept saying, "No, I've got it." But as much as he tried, he could not hide the terror in his face. When I left that night, the footprints were more like large gray circles trailing across the room. Thomas assured me over and over that he would work on them again that night and that it would definitely come out. However, we never discussed it again, so I have no idea if it ever actually came out completely or not. And that was the last time I ever saw Thomas.
Oh, no! 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 True love is a lie!
But he seemed like such a genuine guy. You know, he seemed so cool.
What about the game?
I have to say though, I know, yes, you should have like worn your sandals, but also I feel like they should have been like, "Hey, you see how white this carpet is?"
Yeah.
Like he should have been like, "Listen, let me get you some shoes."
You
clearly.
Yeah.
The carpet is bridal gowned white. Come on. Yeah.
And like, she can't be the only one that's ever made a mess on it. Like, floors are meant to get dirty.
Yeah.
So if they have that much money, I'm sure they have like carpet services and things like that to keep them that white, right?
Yeah. She added at the very end, "He and I still have each other on social media though. So I've attached a pic of me with my now hubby and one of him."
Oh, she's recovered.
I've also included a few pics of his uncle's house that I found online. So this is just for our eyes only.
Does everyone hate when we do this? Yeah, I'm sure they do.
This is her and her husband.
Oh, cute.
Girl, you hot.
Yeah, she's super cute.
That
hair is beautiful.
This is him.
Oh, wait. Zoom in. I know him. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah. Oh, she's great. She's doing good. I mean, he looks like he's happy.
He seems very nice. This is...
Holy crap.
Thomas's uncle's house.
Beautiful.
She's very sweet. She blocked out the address and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that stunning?
That's stunning.
Guys, she wasn't exaggerating. It's a huge mansion on the water. It's a beautiful mansion
family
on the water.
Family parties. I get it. I'd hold
that
on to that one too.
That is unfortunate. Yes. That is such a bummer. But you know what? I'm really glad you experienced this, because then you would have never written in if you hadn't experienced this.
That is true.
Man, that's... So thank you, Anonymous.
Yes.
For writing in. The pictures really were the cherry on top, because I know you guys, our listeners, can't see it, but I can fully vouch for her. This is a gorgeous home.
It's gorgeous.
And if I walked in there, I'd be scared too.
I would be. I mean, there's times like I walk around our house, even like when I have socks on or I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden my feet are so dirty. So yeah. Like they can't get mad like, at you.
You can't be
but
that mad.
Still, oof.
And then also like, and this is just me assuming, but like if you can afford a house like that, then you can afford for a carpet cleaner to come and clean the carpets. It's not that big of a deal.
So Thomas, chill.
Thomas, relax, man. Relax.
Just kidding. That was a great one.
We love you, Thomas.
We love you, Thomas. Invite us.
Guys, if you have stories like this that you've been sitting on that you want to share, mm-hmm. It is 100% time for you to sit down and write the email. We want
send
your stories,
it on
whether they're serious or they're funny. Send mm-hmm. them in now. This is send the universe telling you to send it in now.
Yes. Well, thank you all for joining us for our 100th episode of UA. We love you all. And I'm going to end with a dad joke.
As we always do.
As we do. Just making my way.
Downtown Washington Fest. Washington Fest. Homebound.
Okay, so. I'm making my way through my Christmas present mm-hmm. from Yash. Okay. Why do crabs never give to charity?
Claw.
There's Ashley's guess. The one word.
Claw.
Yes, claw. Because they're shellfish creatures.
Dang it.
Okay, let me do another one. Why do bees hum?
Wing. I don't know.
Because they don't know the words.
Stupid. It's so good. Oh,
wow.
Wow. We love you guys.
Thank you so
much for writing in and sharing Anonymous. And mm-hmm. thank you guys for listening. If you made it to the dad joke, you know how much we love you.
We do.
So we'll talk to you guys soon.
Cheers to 100 and cheers to 100 more.
Amen.
Is that a good cheers?
I don't know why I said amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm so tired. Okay, bye.
We love you.
Bye.